谢谢啊。很感谢神，那我这次这个周末可以跟邱牧师的服侍，真是很难得的这个机会。
I thank God for this precious opportunity to come to serve you guys with your pastor.
这两天跟邱牧师有很好的这个交通。
I have a very good communication with Pastor Chu.
看到这个教会的确有福气啊。
I feel that your church is so blessed.
因为在北美很多教会没有牧师哎。
Because a lot of churches in North America do not have a pastor.
有牧师有牧养的教会的确是很难的，神的祝福。
It's a very rare blessing that you have a pastor.
那么同样的，看到说其实很多教会本身有师母还工作哎。
And also your pastor's wife is also working for your church.
你们教会真的赚到了，买一送二。
It's so worth it. You buy one, you get one free.
真的是神的祝福。
That's such a blessing from God.
接下来我跟大家来分享一段经文，就是来自于路加福音的第十章这边的二十五节到这边的第三十七节。
I'll share with you the book of Luke, chapter 10.
这里有个故事是我们从小在主日学的时候非常熟悉的一个故事。
It's a very familiar story.
那我跟大家来读一遍这段经文。
I'll read for you.
这里神的话语这样说，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说，律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？他回答说，你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神，又爱邻舍如同自己。耶稣说，你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？耶稣回答说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。我有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出两钱银子来，交给店主说：“你却照应他，此外所费用的，我会来必还你。”你想，这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？他说是怜悯他的，也就是说，你去照样行吧。
You want me to read it?
Okay. Okay.
Chapter 10, verse 25. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied, what do you read it? How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied, do this, and you will live.But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed him by on the other side.But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to the inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?The expert in law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise.
这个时候我们进入了这个所谓的一般学校里面的这个期末考周啊。我的女儿下礼拜就是她的期末考周。
We're entering a final exam week.
一般在神学里面我们也是这个时候进入期末考的时候。
In the seminary, we also have final exams around this time.
那么在考目周，在考这个考试周的时候，一般我们会跟学生们来考试。
We'll give them an exam.
那今天下午我来跟大家考一个试，好不好
？So today I'm going to test you guys.
那容许我跟大家问几个问题。
May I ask you a couple questions?
那么到底神对你和我跟他的关系的要求是什么？
What is the requirement from God in regard to our relationship with Him?
如果你的这个回答是来自于《生命记》的第六章的第五节
，If your answer is based on Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5,
你要尽心、尽心、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
You should love your Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind.
如果这是你的答案的话，这是一个非常正确的答案。
If that is your answer, it's correct.
那我问第二个问题。
A second question.
这问题比较学术一点。
It's a more academic question.
到底神对我们跟灵舍的关系的要求是什么？
What is the requirement from God in regard to your relationship with your neighbor?
如果你的答案是来自于新约保罗教导的话。
If your answer is based on the New Testament teachings by Paul,
爱人就完全的律法。
To love, you complete the law.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱。
The fruit of life is kindness.
保罗也说，凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱。
You should not own the others, but to love one another.
如果这是你的答案的话，这个是一个非常正确的答案。
If that is your answer, you answered it correctly.
容许我问第三个问题。
My third question is.
这问题比较个人化。
It's a more personal question.
你们爱不爱神？
Do you love God?
你们会说这个问题比较不容易回答，不是吗？
This is an easier question, isn't it?
这个是个很个人化的问题。
It's a more personal question.
那么从表面上我也看不出你到底是不是真的爱神。
From your appearance, we do not tell if you love God.
因为我们觉得说爱神是一个非常个人化、非常私化的一件事情。
Because to love God is your personal, is your personal business.
只有神知道，只有你知道。
Only between you and God.
那么容许我问第四个问题。
My fourth question is,
你们爱不爱你们邻舍？
Do you love your neighbor?
你们说到底什么？谁是我的邻舍？
You'd be like, who's my neighbor?
我邻舍是不是住在我家隔壁的那个是我的邻舍？
The guy is looking down the road.
或者是住在我们家对面的那个是我的邻舍。
Were the family living across the street?
那为什么只是停到这个 Stanford 这个地区呢？
Is it people in the Stanford area?
要不要包括整个 Connecticut?
Does it also include people in the whole Connecticut?
也可以不需要停到那边，可以包括整个新英格兰吧。
Or maybe people from the New England.
你会说这个问题也不太容易答。
It's not an easy question.
那么其实刚才我们跟大家所互动的这个问跟答的关系。
So this is a question answer style.
就是正好基督耶稣碰到的事情。
It's what Jesus has just encountered.
那这个经文里面就提到，就是有一位年轻律法师来找耶稣。
In Scripture, it says, on one occasion, the expert in the law came to ask him a question.
他做了很多的准备，要面对主耶稣基督。
He was fully prepared to face the Lord Jesus.
他就来到耶稣面前，有一些问题要问耶稣。
He came upon to him to ask him a question.
在这边的第二十五节，他就问耶稣这个问题。
In verse 25, this is what he's asking.
他说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？”
He asked, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
不知道大家有没有注意到，这里耶稣就是非常克制的。
Have you realized that Jesus actually very reserved?
他没有说这个问题是一个愚昧的问题。
He's not saying your question is so dumb.
什么叫做做什么才可以承受永生？
Why do you ask what must I do to inherit eternal life?
一般人要继承家产，其实他不需要做什么。
Because if you want to inherit your family heritage, you don't need to do anything.
就领受就好了。
You just go take it.
但耶稣基督本身没有管那么多。
But Jesus is not like that.
那耶稣就问他。
Jesus asked him.
在这边的第二十六节。
Verse 26.
耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢
？”What is written in the law? He replied, "How do you read it?"
我想这个时候，这位年轻律法师就非常失望。
This person of the law must be very disappointed.
他想他来跟耶稣就进入一个很好的神学的一个对话。
He was expected to have a very deep theological discourse with Jesus.
但是耶稣对他讲的是一些非常基础的东西。
But Jesus is asking him something very basic.
所有以色列长大的都知道说这个答案是什么。
Every Israelite knows the answer.
所以他就讲出来这边二十七节。
So he recited verse 27.
你要尽心、尽心、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又爱邻舍如同爱自己。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind.
当耶稣听到他这样的回答的时候，基督耶稣怎么说呢
？When Jesus hearing this, what does he say?
他说：“你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。”
Jesus said, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live."
那这个时候，这位律法师突然间发现到他掉到他自己所设计的陷阱的里面。
At that time, the expert of the law realized that he fell into his own trap that he set for Jesus.
就如同在学校里面，我们让学生们自己出考题，让他们自己考。
It's like a professor asks the students to make their own exam questions.
然后他们考的时候反而考不及格。
And the students will not pass their own exam.
所以这个时候，这个律法师非常失望。
The person of the law is very disappointed.
他其实他知道，什么叫做要爱神。
Because he knows what it means to love God.
他对这个没有问题。
He has no issue with that.
但是他有问题的就是这个部分的这里的第二部分。
But he has issue with the second part.
就是要爱邻舍。
That is to love your neighbor.
当他面对这样的一个困窘的时候，他怎么办呢？
Facing this dilemma, what is he going to do?
他就如同这边的二十九节说。
In verse 29.
那人要显自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是？”
He wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?"
我想这里很多人有同样的经验。
Many of you have had the same experience.
当我面对圣经神话里的真理的教导的时候
，When you're facing the truth brought forth from the Bible,
我们不愿意去顺服他。
We are reluctant to be obedient.
我们就如同这位律法师所做的，我们来谈谈吧。
We're exactly like the expert of the law. We want to sit down and talk.
我们来查经吧。
We want to study the Bible.
我们来研究一下吧。
We want to contemplate.
我们来重新定义一下，到底你在讲什么。
Redefine.
所以这里这个年轻律法师就问耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍？”
Therefore, the person asked, "Who is my neighbor?"
这个时候，基督耶稣本身没有跟这位年轻人讲说：“其实我告诉你，在圣经上本身，爱本身有三个不同的定义。”
Jesus is not saying, "Oh, let me give you the three definitions of love."
基督耶稣没有说你，我介绍你看一本书。
Jesus is not saying, "Hey, come read this book."
也没有说我请你到去找拉比给你一个说明。
Jesus is not saying, "Let's go to a rabbi."
那这个时候，基督耶稣就跟他讲了一个故事。
Then Jesus told him a story.
来回应他这个问题。
In response to his question.
基督耶稣是一个非常会讲故事的那位主耶稣基督。
Jesus is a very good storyteller.
这故事就是刚才我们在读经的时候读到的那个故事。
The story we just read.
这故事里面提到说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥。
Talking about a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho.
落在强盗的手中。
When he fell into the hands of a robber.
他们把这个强盗把他衣服扒下来。
They stripped him of his clothes.
不但这样把他打得半死。
And beat him up.
就把他丢在路边了。
Went away leaving him half dead.
在这路上有个祭司从这个这里经过。
A priest happened to be going down the same road.
看到这个被打得半死的人。
When he saw the man.
但是没有停下来。
He did not stop.
他继续走下去。
He passed on.
后来又有另外一个人在这条路上又走过来了。
There's another person coming down the road.
他是那位利未人。
He's a Levite.
看见这个被打得半死的。
He saw this person half dead.
同样没有做什么事。
And the same, he didn't do anything.
就继续走下去。
He passed on the other side.
那神的话也告诉我们说，我有一位撒玛利亚人。
And later came a Samaritan.
他看到这个被打得半死的人。
He saw this person.
就动了慈心。
And he had compassion for him.
就停下来帮助
他。Stopped.Helped him.
那这个时候，基督耶稣就问这位律法师。
Then Jesus asked the person.
你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢
？Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?
是那位祭司吗
？The priest.
是那位利未人吗
？Was it a Levite?
是那位撒玛利亚人呢
？Was it a Samaritan?
到底这三个哪一个是他的邻舍
？Which one of the three do you think is his neighbor?
那这个时候，这位年轻律法师就回答耶稣。
The person of the law said.
他说是怜悯他的。
The one who had mercy on him.
那这个时候，耶稣说：“你去照样行吧。”
Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise."
从这个你和我非常熟悉的故事当中里面
，From this a very familiar story.
耶稣帮助我们来了解谁是我们的邻舍。
Jesus is trying to help us to understand who is our neighbor.
那么，耶稣本身透过这个故事来教导我们，到底我们的邻舍是谁
？Through this story, he's trying to tell us who is our neighbor.
弟兄姐妹，如果你要真的了解的故事在讲什么？
If you really understand the story,
其实我们要采取一个正确的观点来看这个故事。
We need to adopt a right point of view in reading the story.
那么我们要采取一个正确的观点来看这个故事。
So we need the right stand in reading the story.
在德国有一位非常有名的一位牧师哈。
There's a very famous German priest.
在这个汉堡牧会。
He is pastoring in Hamburg.
他不但是一位牧师，同时也是位神学家。
He's not only a pastor, but also a theologian.
当他在讲解这个经文的时候
，When he explains this passage，
他就告诉我们说，其实观点是非常重要的。
He tells us that point of view is very important。
如果要把这故事的这个真的内容把它解开的话，我们要采取正确的观点。
In order to understand the whole story, you need to adopt a right point of view。
所以这个时候，我们就用他所给我们的这个原则。
So let's use this discipline that he gave us.
那么我们可以采取就是那个被打得半死的那个观点来看，谁是我们的邻舍。
Let's look at this story from the point of view of the person who was robbed and beat to half death. Who is our neighbor?
我们可以想想看，你是那个什么《一周刊》的这个记者。
Suppose yourself to be the journalist of a tabloid.
拿着这个麦克风，就对这个被打得半死的，浑身都是血。问他说：“谁是你的邻舍呢？”
Holding your recorder, asking him, "Who is your neighbor?"
我想这个被打得半死人，他如果可以说出话来
，This wounded person will tell the truth.
他想说，任何一个人停下来帮助我，就是我的邻舍。
He will say, "Whoever stopped to help me is my neighbor."
我想大家对这样的一个回应应该有认同点吧
？I think you all would agree with this point of view.
我想那个例如我们今天要开车到这个什么纽约去。
For example, if you're driving down, go down to New York.
那天早上因为赶时间缘故，就一早起来就忘记拿了手机，就上了这个车。
Because you were in a hurry, so you forgot to bring your cell phone with you.
就往纽约这样开下去。
And you drive down to New York City.
这开的时候发现到车子开始发出一些奇怪的声音来。
And you notice that there's some weird sound.
然后开始发现到车子一直开，慢慢的要慢下来，开不下去了。
And your car slowed down.Didn't go ahead.
然后就停在这个路旁了。
So we had to park.
没有把它开下去了。
On the highway.
那个时候你想说真糟糕，早上应该带着手机出来，然后身上没有手机。
You were regretting not taking the cell phone with you.
那旁边都没有人。
There was nobody around you. You were in the middle of the wilderness.
那怎么办呢
？So what are you going to do?
那这个时候如果有人问你说谁是你的邻舍
？If somebody come ask you who is your neighbor?
我想你会回答说任何一个人停下来，帮你打个电话就是你的邻舍。
You'd be like, whoever stops to make a phone call for me is my neighbor.
所以我们可以从这个角度来看谁是我们的邻舍。
So we can look at this story from the point of view of this person.
但这故事的核心人物是谁呢
？But who is the hero of this story?
就是这边提到那位祭司跟那位利未人。
Is the of the key person here is the priest and the Levite.
啊，祭司跟利未人，他们同样在这个这个路上。
They were both walking down the same road.
他们也经过这个地方。
They passed the same spot.
看到这个被打得半死的人。
They both saw this person half dead.
但是他们没有停下来帮助他。
But none of them stopped.
那我们知道说，当时候的这个祭司跟利未人，他们对神的话也非常熟悉啊。
We all know that priests and Levites are very familiar with God's words.
他们甚至于每天早上起来啊。他们就必须要重新朗诵这个生命记的第六章的第五节。
First thing in the morning, every day when they wake up, they will recite Deuteronomy chapter 6.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
对这经文非常熟悉，都可以背下来。
They were super familiar with those verses.
他们整天都在读这个经文。
They read those things all day.
但是我们知道说很奇怪，他们经过这个地方没有停下来帮助这个被打得半死的人。
Strangely, they did not stop to help.
今天如果我们要做个调查
，If we do an investigation today,
我们可以做个排行榜
，We can make a top chart list.
谁可以成为我们最好的邻舍
？Who is our top neighbor?
我保证大家会选祭司或者利未人。
I bet you choose priest or Levite.
可以选牧师或者教会的长老做我们
邻舍。Pastor in your church or the elders in your church.
没有更好的人可以做我邻舍，牧师跟长老做我们邻舍是最好的。
Nobody's better than the pastor or elder to be your neighbor.
他们一定在这排行榜的最高的第一名跟第二名。
They must top your list.
但是这两位他们经过那个地方，他们没有停下来帮助这位被打得半死的。
These two guys they pass without stopping.
这个真的不可思议啊。
Unbelievable.
那么弟兄姐妹，当你想到说这个是不可思议的事情。
When you think about this unbelievable phenomenon,
但是不要太质疑。
But do not doubt.
我们知道说，其实前段时候在台北。
We know that in Taipei.
有一个人在这个KTV 的门口。
There was a guy in front of KTV.
被刀砍死。
He was stabbed.
但是没有人经过那个，没有人打电话。
Nobody called.
没有人想管这个事情。
Nobody wanted to help him.
就那时候在中国的媒体里面。
So in the media.
一些法轮功人把一个人在这个什么，好像是麦当劳店里面把一个人活活打死。
Also in mainland China, some guys beat up a person in McDonald's and kill her. Nobody
called her.
Nobody even made a phone call.
很多人想说，我停下来帮助他的话，搞不好我连我自己都被砍死砍到。
They were afraid if they stop and help, they would be hurt too.
不想惹这个麻烦嘛。
They don't want to get involved.
那么前应该去年。
Last year.
在台北又发现一个事情。
In Taipei, there's another accident.
台湾的一位歌星吧。
There was a.
跟她的男朋友是一位日本人。
There's a singer.
他们在路边打一个计程车司机。
A singer with her boyfriend, they beat up a taxi driver.
打他，踢他。
By the road, they kicked him.
好多人从旁边经过。
A lot of people passed.
没有人拦阻这个事情。
Nobody tried to pull them.
也没有人说我打个电话请警察过来。
Nobody called the police.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是我们一般所熟悉的世界。
We are so familiar with such stories.
看到有需要的人，我们很多时候不敢停下来。
Nobody dares to stop to help.
但这个时候，我们必须要对这位祭司公平一点，好不好？
So let's be fair with this priest.
搞不好他没有停下来是有原因的。
Maybe he has a good reason to not to stop.
我们可以帮他猜猜看，他是不是有些原因让他不没有办法这个时候停下来帮助这个有需要的这位撒玛利亚人。
Let's try to contemplate what could be the reasons that he didn't stop.
那么有可能这位祭司在想什么呢？
What could he be thinking about?
他想说，如果我停下来帮助这个人
，Maybe he's thinking if I stop,
他死在我手上
，He dies in my hand,
那我就被玷污了
，I'll be filthy.
因为在利未记的第二章的第十一节告诉我们说
，Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 11 says,
祭司不可为民中的死人沾染自己
，A priest shall not defile himself with the dead person.
如果他停下来帮助这个人，如果他这个人死在他手上的话，他就玷污了。
If he stopped and helped this guy died in his hands, he was defiled.
那他玷污的话，他需要洁净他自己。
He needs to cleanse himself.
那怎么洁净他自己？他需要圣殿里面献祭啊。
He has to go to the temple to give a sacrifice.
献祭要花钱呢。
To give a sacrifice, he needs to spend money.
不单这样献祭的话，同时旁边人会问说：“祭司，怎么你会需要做这个献祭的动作呢？为什么要做这事
？”Not only so, he would be questioned by other people.
会一直问他这些事情，他觉得说他没有办法好好的回答。
He doesn't think he could answer all these challenges from the other people.
所以有可能这个祭司在这样想。
So that's probably what he's thinking.
那弟兄姐妹，我必须要承认，我不晓得这是不是祭司的想法。
Brother and sister, I don't know what's exactly on his mind.
这可能是我推测出来的。
This is my contemplation.
但我真的不晓得。
I don't know.
但是我想很多在座的弟兄姐妹，你们这样想。
But I think a lot of you would agree with such a reasoning.
那这里又看到说有第二位，就是那位利未人。
The second person passed is the Levite.
同样的，在这条路上。
On the same road.
经过这个地方，看这个被打得半死的人。
Passing the same spot, seeing the same person.
他没有停下来帮助
他。He didn't stop to help.
如果祭司是牧师的话
，If the priest equals to a pastor today,
那么利未人可能就是教会的长老哦。
Levite would be the elder.
那么这个利未人想说，如果祭司、牧师都不停下来帮助这个有需要的人
，Levite would be like, if priest even doesn't stop.
那我这个长老需要帮助吗
？Why should I?
他就从那边走过去了。
So he passed.
但是我们也需要对这位利未人公平一点。
We should also be fair with this Levite.
我们可以帮助他想想看，他是不是有些理由让他这个时候没有办法停下来。
Could also help to try to help him to come up with some reasons.
有可能这位利未人
，Maybe he the Levite.
他赶路要到耶路撒冷去。
He's in such a hurry to go to Jerusalem.
因为耶路撒冷的这个会堂请他讲道。
Because he is invited to talk to give a speech.
然后他那天早上上路的时候有点晚。
And he was a little late.
他在赶时间。
He was in a hurry.
他想说不要让一两百人在会堂里面等他，等他到场来讲道。
He doesn't want to keep him waiting.
所以他想说没有办法停下来。
So he couldn't stop.
那么他想说就把这个事情所看的事情，把它当作一个例子。
So he was thinking he could use this as an example.
然后可以分享给耶路撒冷教会。
To share with the church in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷教会本身他们可以成立一个短宣队。
And then they will form a mission committee.
他们可以来帮助所有的耶利哥上被打了半死的人。
They could come down to help all the people who.
或者可以提到祷告会里面，在祷告会为这个所有的在路上走路的人不被打半死的人来祷告。
He could also raise this in a prayer meeting to ask people to pray for him.
弟兄姐妹，其实我不得不承认，我不晓得这个是不是这个利伟的想法。
I don't know if this is was on his mind.
因为我没有跟他讲过话。
I hadn't talked to him.
但是我想，可能在座的弟兄姐妹。可能有这个想法。
But I think many of you may have the same reasoning.
那这故事又告诉我们说，其实有第三位，就是这位撒玛利亚人。
There's a third person in this story, the Samaritan.
经过这个地方。
Who's passing?
他看到这个被打了半死的人。
Saw this guy lying there.
就停下来帮助他。
To help him.
如果我们要回到那个排行榜。
If we come back to our top chart.
谁可以做我们的邻舍呢？
Who can be our neighbors?
牧师跟这个什么长老。这个祭司跟利未人应该是排行榜的第一名跟第二名。
Levites.
那么这位撒玛利亚人
，Where is the Samaritan?
他应该在排行榜的最底下。
He'll be at the bottom of this chart.
因为撒玛利亚在当时的文化当中里面
，Because Samaritans in the culture at that time
跟这些犹太人是彼此有冲突啊。
They were in a conflict with the Jews.
那这些犹太人就骂这些撒玛利亚他们是狗啊。
The Israelites called them dogs.
那没有所谓的好撒玛利亚人呢。
There was no good Samaritan at that time.
那么耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚妇人传福音，这个也是不可思议的事情。
When Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman, it was considered impossible at that time.
他们两个没有交往。
Because these two nations they don't talk to each other.
就像美国人跟这 ISIS 一样。
It's like between Americans and ISIS.
这是恐怖分子哎。
They were like terrorists.
怎么可以跟他们打交道呢？
How can I talk to them?
所以这个时候我们看到说，是这个撒玛利亚反而他停下来，帮助这个被打得半死的人。
However, this Samaritan he stopped and helped.
我们看这个经文怎么说哈。
Let's take a look at
the
scripture.
唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心。
Verse 33. But a Samaritan as he traveled came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him.
上前用油跟酒倒到他伤处。
He went to him and bandaged his wounds.
包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第一天拿出2000银子来，交给店主说：“你却照应他此外所费用的，我回来必还你。”
Pouring on oil and wine, then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to the inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out the 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I returned, I will reimburse you for the extra expense you may have.
当基督耶稣讲完这个故事之后
，After Jesus telling the story，
就问这位律法师
，He asked the expert of the law，
你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢
？Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers？
请大家注意这位律法师的回应
，Pay attention to the reply。
这律法师本身他根本不敢提这个撒玛利亚人这个几个字
，The expert of the law doesn't even dare to mention the word Samaritan。
他就回应耶稣说
：“This is what he replied，
是怜悯他的。
The one who had mercy on him。
那耶稣就回答说
：Jesus told him，
你去照样行吧。
Go and do likewise。
弟兄姐妹，在这故事当中里面，我们找到那个谁是我邻舍的那个答案。
Brother and sister， we find the answer of the question who is my neighbor in this story。
这个答案非常清楚，也非常容易。
It's a very clear and easy answer。
谁是我的邻舍呢
？Who's my neighbor？
就是任何一个人，我看到有需要的，是我可以去帮助的，就是我的邻舍。
It's the one who I see the needs and who I can go help。
那我再说一次，谁是我的邻舍呢
？Once again， who is my neighbor？
就是任何一个人，我看到有需要的，是我可以去帮助的，就是我的邻舍。
So I don't get it. I see his needs and go help him, or he see my needs and he help him.
看到他需要这样。任何一个人，我看到他有需要，是我可以帮忙的，就是我的邻舍。
Okay, is a neighbor is anyone whom you see that has a need and whom you think you can go help.
那这里很明显的，基督耶稣本身就告诉我们，谁是一个好的邻舍。
So clearly, Jesus tells us who is a good neighbor.
这里看到说，其实我们邻舍可能是那位我们根本不认识的人。
A good neighbor may be someone you don't even know.
撒玛利亚人跟这个被打半死的人，他们彼此认识吗？
Do the Samaritan know the guy who is beaten to death?
他们过去根本不认识啊。Okay.
They never met each other before.
他们也没有交换过这个什么这个名片哈。
They never exchanged their name cards.
但是我们看到说，虽然不认识
even though they do not know each other.
这位撒玛利亚停下来帮助这个被打得半死的。
The Samaritan stopped and helped.
所以我们邻舍可能是我们过去根本不认识的人，是个陌生
的。Neighbor, a neighbor could be a stranger.
或者是我们邻舍是一个不太友善的人。
Our neighbor could also be someone who's not so friendly.
撒玛利亚人跟这个什么这些犹太人本身中间有矛盾有冲突啊。
There were huge conflicts between the Samaritans and the Jewish.
彼此这个不来往啊。
They do not talk to each other.
像在北美很多时候我们华人在这边。
In North America,
很多华人我们知道说对这些黑人有成见。
A lot of Chinese people here have a bias towards the black.
我们买房子的时候，我们就避开这些黑人的地区。
When we buy houses, we avoid black areas.
很多华人在美国享受美国各种的福利。
Many Chinese people here enjoy the farewells.
很多好多福利可以申请哦。
There's a lot of farewells you can apply.
但对美国这个国家完全没有负担。
But they have no burden.
也不会为美国祷告。
They do not pray for this nation.
也不参与在美国这个什么，我们应当负的责任，做一个美国公民的责任。
They do not take the responsibilities of American citizen.
同样的，这里看到说，其实这我们邻舍可能是那个完全我们彼此不友善的。
This is telling us our neighbor could be someone whom we are not friendly towards.
但是这位撒玛利亚停下去帮助这过去他们中间有矛盾不友善的孩子，帮助他。
But this Samaritan, he stopped and helped someone whom.Is not friendly to him.
或者是我们邻舍是一位我们完全不可爱的。
Our neighbor could be someone who is totally not lovely.
这个被打了半死人，全身都是血。
This guy is covered in blood.
那么他可爱吗
？Is he lovely?
不可爱，他没有穿的这个什么这个名牌的衣服啊。
He's not cute. He's not dressed in good clothes.
他没有穿没有开这个双 B 的车子啊。
He's not driving a good car.
他不可爱。
He's not lovely.
但是他停下来帮助这个有需要的人。
However, the Samaritan stopped to help someone who's in need.
可能我们邻舍是那个吃力不讨好的那个人。
Our neighbor could be someone who's not pleasing to us.
因为我们知道说，这位撒玛利亚帮助这个被打得半死的人。
We know the Samaritan helps this guy who's robbed.
但是圣经上没有告诉我们说，这个被帮助的人他还写个感谢卡，我谢谢你帮助我。
But Bible never tells us this person who's being helped later on write a thank you card.
或者请他吃一个饭啊，报答他，你真的帮助我，谢谢你。
Or there's no reporting on him thanking the Samaritans.
没有啊。
Nothing.
他帮助他是这个吃力不讨好，没有得到什么奖赏，没有得到什么好的这个回报。
The Samaritans did the good thing without being paid.
但是他停下来帮助这个被打得半死的人。
He stopped and helped.
那到底谁是我的邻舍呢
？So who's my neighbor?
再讲一次，任何一个人。
Once again.
我看到有需要的，是我可以帮助的，就是我的邻舍。
Anybody who I see has a need, who I can help.
我们再对着经文再更深的看。看一下
Let's take a deeper look.
这其实基督耶稣告诉我们好邻舍的根本的元素。
There are some factors Jesus told us about a good neighbor.
这撒玛利亚那天在这个耶利哥路上。
On the way down to Jericho.
他不是在兜风啊。
He was not wandering.
他其实是有目的的。
He has a purpose.
他在赶路。
He is on his way.
因为从历史的这个了解，我们知道说那条路很危险。
We know from historical records that road is not a safe road.
所以他赶路要去一个地方。
So he was rushing towards his destiny.
所以他也很忙。
He's very busy.
但是他虽然忙赶路，但停下来帮助这个有需要的人。
Even though he's short on time, he stopped and helped people who is in need.
今天我们都很忙。
Today we are all busy.
很多在我们忙碌当中的时候，我们其实不愿意去帮助有需要的人。
In our busy life.We hesitant to stop to help.
我们不愿意花时间、花精神来投入另外一个人的生命。
We're reluctant to invest our time and energy in another person's life.
但这位好撒玛利亚人，他愿意停下来。
But this good Samaritan, he's willing to stop.
虽然他忙，他赶时间，但是他愿意去帮助这个被打了半死的。
Even though he's busy himself.
不然这样子，这位撒玛利亚人他拿钱出来。
Not only that, he takes his own money out.
圣经告诉我们说，他拿出2000银子来。
The Bible told us he took out 2 coins of silver.
1000银子是一天的工资，弟兄姊妹。
One coin of silver was a whole day's wage at that time.
拿出两天的工资给这个客店老板。
He took out two days' wages to give the innkeeper.
他甚至告诉那个老板说，如果还需要的话，还可以拿更多钱出来帮助这个被打了半死的人。
He even told the innkeeper he could pay more if they need more.
所以这位撒玛利人他拿出时间来。
So the Samaritan. Take out his time.
拿出金钱来。
He takes his money.
他来投入自己，来帮助这个有需要的人。
To invest himself into someone who is needing.
谁是我的邻舍呢
？So who's my neighbor?
任何一个人，我看到有需要的，是我可以去帮助的，就是我的邻舍。
Someone who I see has a need.
弟兄姐妹，我们再看深一点，好不好
？Then we take an even deeper look.
我们看到说，这三位他们走过同一条路。
We see that the three people they all go down the same road.
他们都看到同一个被打得半死的。
They saw the same person lying there.
但是只有撒玛利亚停下来帮助这个有需要的人。
Only the Samaritan stopped.
我们不得不问为什么。
We had to ask why.
到底为什么他偏偏他停下来帮助这个被打得半死的人。
Why did he stop?
为什么那些懂得圣经的人。
Why those people who know the Bibles.
在圣殿里面服侍的人。
Why those people who serve the Lord.
怎么没有停下来帮助有需要的人呢
？Didn't stop to help.
不是真不可思议吗？
Is it really that unbelievable?
这祭司跟利文应该是停下来的。
The priest and the Levite are supposed to stop.
但是没有停下来。
But they didn't.
请大家注意一下三十一节。
Pay attention to verse 31.
偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他，就从那边过去了。
A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side.
再看这边的三十二节。
Verse 32.
又一个利未人来到这个地方，看见他。也照样从那边过去了。
So to a Levite, when he came to the place, he saw him pass by on the other side.
再看这边三节。
33.
我有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心。
But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him.
这三位都看到同一位被打得半死。
All three people saw the same dead person.
唯一这个撒玛利亚人动了慈心。
Only the Samaritan took pity on him.
他到底看到什么？
What did he see exactly?
为什么他动了慈心？
Why could he took on pity?
这位祭司可能看到他会被玷污沾染。
The priest would see the filth around him.
这位这个利未人。
The Levite.
可能看到一个很好的讲道的例子。
Could see a good example in a sermon.
但是唯有这个撒玛利亚看到他的灵舍。
Only the Samaritan saw the person.
那为什么他可以看到他的邻舍呢
？Why the Samaritan could see a neighbor here?
一个很简单的道理。
A very simple reason.
弟兄姐妹，我是什么样的人
？Who am I?
就决定我看到什么。
Determines who what I see.
我看到什么就决定我会去做什么。
What I see determines what I do.
那我再说一次， okay, 很简单的道理。
Once again,、simple.
我是什么样的人
？Who am I?
就决定我看到什么。
Decides what I see.
我看到什么就决定我会去做什么。
What I see decides what I do.
啊，弟兄姐妹，我不是学艺术哈。
Brother and sister, I'm not an artist.
我也不是学这个什么美术的。
I'm not a painter.
那么今天如果我一个学生带我去这个什么纽约的这个什么这个这个 museum 去逛逛。
Today, if you take me to a museum in New York City.
有一些的现代画。
There's some modern paintings.
看起来就是一堆油漆在那边跑来跑去。
Look to me like a lumps of paints.
看不出什么算什么道理来。
No shapes.
但是如果我的学生他是学艺术的。
But if you are artist.
他就可以说明这里这个作家这个画家在做什么。
You could explain what artist trying to paint.
所以你是什么样的人。
So who you are.
就决定你看到什么。
Determine what you see.
决定你看到什么的时候，就决定你会去做什么。
What you see decides what you do.
过去我在这个主日学这个成长的过程当中里面。
From Sunday schools in the past.
那么在主日学当中里面，这个主日老师要求我们要背一些经文。
Our Sunday school teacher always requires to remember some verses.
我想在座的孩子们在这个教会里面也会被老师们要求来背经文。
Your children will have the same requirements from your teachers.
当时候被要求背一节经文。
I was asked to recite one verse.
就是约翰一书的第四章的第二十节。
First John.
第四章二十节。
Chapter 4, 20, verse 20.
人若说我爱神。
If someone says he loves the Lord,
却恨他的弟兄,
but hate his neighbor, his brother, he's lying.
不爱他所看见的弟兄,
if you cannot see someone who you can see, you cannot,
就不能爱没有看见的神,
you cannot love someone who you can, the God who you cannot see.
过去我被要求背这个经文,
when I was asked to remember this verse,
我觉得这经文很有道理,
I thought it makes sense.
爱神, 但很容易啊,
it's easy to love God.
神爱我, 我爱他。神爱我，我爱他。
Yeah, God loves me, I love him.
非常容易。
Very easy.
其实也不需要老师教导我，我就因为他对我那么好，当然爱他了。
I don't need a teacher to tell me that because God is good to me.
但是爱我的弟兄。
But to love my neighbor, to brother, my sisters.
他那个在我后面咬我一口的。
They bite me on my back.
这个单单不要爱嘛。
I won't love them.
这两个没有关系啊，爱神很容易啊。
It's very easy to love God.
爱那些伤害我的人，这个不爱他，那个理所当然的。
But it's of course I won't love someone who doesn't love me.
两个没有关系，这个是很好，很容易理解的。
It's irrelevant.
那但是我越来越发现，其实这两个是关系非常密切的。
However, I have discovered they have a very close relationship.
这里约翰所讲的是非常正确的。
What John is telling us here is correct.
不是我正确，是他正确。
I was not correct. He is correct.
基督徒的爱不是客观的。
The love of a Christian is not to love those who are lovely.
基督爱是主观的。Subjective, 主观的。
Oh, the love is subjective.
基督爱本身不是在爱的对象的身上。
The love is not on the target of your love.
基督爱是在他自己的身上。
The love is from the lover himself.
主观的爱。
It's a subjective love.
当我们认识神的时候，
when we know God,
被神爱所触摸的时候，
when we're touched by His love,
被他爱所改变的时候，
when we're changed by His love,
我们开始认识他爱的时候，
when we come to know His love,
他的爱充满我们，
His love is filled us.
那我们今天我们可以爱我们的邻舍，
then we can love our neighbors.
是我们被他爱所改变，
because we have been changed,
被他爱所触摸，
God's love.
那反过来讲的话，
on the other side,
如果我们今天没有办法爱我们的邻舍，
If today I cannot love my neighbor,
爱那些伤害我们的人，
to love those who hurt me,
是不是我们根本没有领受神的爱？
Maybe we have never received God's love.
一个真正被神爱触摸的人，
Someone who's touched by God's love,
他可以以神爱去爱那些伤害他的人。
He is able to love those who hurt him with God's love.
一个真正接触神的爱的人，
Someone who has received the love from God,
被神爱改变的人，
has been changed by the love of God.
比较容易去爱那些伤害他的人。
Find it easier to love those who hurt him.
所以因此看到说，爱神跟爱人是连在一起的。
So love God and love others are related.
基督的爱本身不是客观的。
The love of Jesus is not objective.
爱是主观的。
It's subjective.
那这位律法师，
this expert of law,
为了显得他有道理，
in order to justify himself,
他爱神没有问题啊。
He has no issue to love God.
只有爱邻舍他有问题。
But he has issue to love his neighbors.
他是很有学问的人啊。
He's a very knowledgeable person.
他就想起一个好的办法，我们来定义一下谁是我的邻舍。
He finds a way to challenge by defining who is my neighbor.
很多时候我们碰到那些我们没有办法爱的人。
Usually those whom we're not able to love.
我们往往也是玩同样的游戏。
And we play the same game.
我们做一些很多合理化的说辞。
We have trying to justify ourselves.
但是约翰提醒我们，约翰提醒我们，约翰提醒我们。
Oh, but John reminds us.
他说，人若说爱神，
if you say you love God,
却恨他的弟兄，
but hate your brothers,
就是说谎话的。
You are lying.
不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
If you cannot love whom you see, you cannot love whom you do not see.
过去在北美
in North America in the past,
有一个儿歌啊。
There's a children's song.
这儿歌怎么唱呢？
It says,
不晓得大家有没有听过这个儿歌啊。
Maybe you've heard it.
小猫咪小猫咪。
Little kitty, little kitty.
你到哪里去了？
Where are you going?
我去过伦敦看见女王。
I've been to London to see the queen.
小猫咪小猫咪。
Little kitten, little kitten.
在那里看到了什么呢？
What did you see?
我看到一个很小的老鼠坐在他椅子上。
I saw a little mice on his chair.
伦敦，我不晓得有没有去过。
Don't know if you guys been to London.
伦敦是一个很伟大的城市。
London is a great city.
是充满了历史。
Filled with histories.
不然充满历史，充满了血。
Filled with blood.
那么伦敦有伦敦塔。
There's a London Tower.
有白金汉宫。
The Buckingham Palace.
也包括这个什么 Kensington Palace。
Kensington Palace.
那这位小猫咪本身，
as a kitten himself,
他去了伦敦玩。
He went to London.
他很兴奋。
He's excited.
他就拿着他的手机猛照这个各个他看过的地方。
He took a lot of selfies with his cell phone.
照了很多照片。
Took a lot of photos.
他回到他的家来。
He came back home.
他很兴奋。
He's very excited.
就邀请他朋友跟他一起分享他所看到的。
Invite his friends come to share what he saw.
就开始跟他朋友分享他所看到的这些照片，他所照的照片。
He showed them his photos.
那么他朋友问说：“小猫咪啊，你到伦敦去是不是
？”He was asked, "You've been to London?"
你有没有去这个西敏寺啊
？Have you been to Westminster?
有啊。
He said, "Yeah."
我有照片证明哦。
I have a photo here.
你有没有去这白金汉宫呢
？Have you been to the Buckingham Palace?
有啊
，Yes，
照片可以证明哦。
I have a photo here.
OK， 你有没有进到皇宫里面呢
？Have you been to the palace of the queen？
有啊
，Yes。
那小猫就跟他讲说，我那天还看到女王哎。
I've seen the queen herself。
哇，好兴奋，难得看到女王啊。
It's very rare to see the queen。
那么请问一下，那女王那天穿了什么
？Then what does the queen look like？
女王有没有戴上皇冠啊？那天
？Is the queen wearing her crown？
他说我记得不太清楚哎。
He said I don't remember。
但是我看到女王椅子下。一只又肥又甜美的小老鼠。
But I saw a fat, sweet little mice under the seat of the queen.
那为什么这小猫咪只看到那只这个女王椅子下的小老鼠呢
？Why would the kitten only see the little mice？
他没有注意到女王的这个所穿的衣服。
He wasn't paying attention to the queen's outfit.
没有注意到女王有没有戴这个皇冠。
He wasn't paying attention to queen's tertia.
他只是注意到那只肥大的老鼠。
He was only seeing a little mouse.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他有小猫咪的心啊。
Because he has the heart of a little kitten.
弟兄姐妹，那我再重复一次。
Let me repeat it.
我是什么样的人
？Who am I？
就决定我看到什么。
Determines what I see.
我看到什么？
What I see
就决定我会去做什么
determines what I do
就这么简单
simple as that
弟兄姐妹让我以几个问题再做结束
let me ask you a couple questions to end
如同我们刚才开始一样
like when we start
你们爱不爱神
do you love God
爱不爱神
do you
爱吗
do you love God
你们爱不爱你的邻舍
do you love your neighbor
爱吗
do you
谁是我的邻舍
？Who is my neighbor？
也是说，任何一个人，我看到有需要的，是我可以去帮助的，就是我的邻舍。
Jesus said, "Whoever you see, you can help, is your neighbor."
就是那么简单。
Simple as that.
耶稣说，就去做吧。
Jesus said, "Go and do likewise."
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们在这个礼拜天的。下午
Our Heavenly Father on this Sunday afternoon
我们好像是在做一件我们很熟悉的事情
We're doing something which is very familiar to us
我们看到一些熟悉的面孔
We see some familiar faces
我们也来这边听得到
We come to hear a sermon
我们也跟一些熟悉的人这个有些寒暄
We communicated with some people
求主帮助我们
Please help us Lord
让我们今天下午
Help us today.
让我们真正去面对你话语的教导。
Help us to face the truth in your words.
学习来爱我们的邻舍。
To learn to love our neighbors.
我们祈求奉主名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.